Well, hey, everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is chapter 17 from my book, For a Few Days. Heart food. Everyone has their heart land, and everyone has their heart food. The hills of central Ohio will always be in my heart, and my heart food comes from the animals that grazed and the vegetables that grew there, beef, potatoes, preferably mashed and drowned with butter and brown gravy, corn, tomatoes, real authentic green beans popping out of their dark green pods, limas, carrots, and blackberry pie. They are my heart food. I can tolerate Chinese food. I enjoy Mexican, Cajun, Italian, Greek food, but it's food from my heartland that puts a lump in my throat and a tear in my eye, like standing on a Memorial Day on the streets of Utica, Ohio, and watching Old Glory pass down the street borne by a band of patriotic gold brothers from the VFW. The farm was a working farm. Grandpa raised white-faced Hereford beef cattle. He raised hay and corn for the cattle, and as a result, there was always plenty of good farm-raised beef. On Sunday, Grandma and Grandpa loved to stop at the restaurant they liked to call the Ponderosa in Newark for a steak and baked potato with sour cream and butter, although I believe Grandma just had a hamburger. Sometimes we had Sunday dinner at the farm. When we arrived home in winter months, we would feed the cattle. We'd take a few bales of hay out to the dormant winter pasture, cut the twine over the side of the wagon, and then we'd go back to the house, and Grandma would have roast with carrots and potatoes ready for us. When Grandma put a platter of roast beef on the table for Sunday dinner, I wanted to stand at attention and put my hand over my heart. It's that good. Beattie's Mongolian barbecue is a tasty novelty, but it's not the kind of thing my grandma would really understand. I would drop my chopsticks in a heartbeat for a piece of pumpkin pie, even if I did have to wash it down with Grandma's industrial waste coffee. Grandma and Grandpa could grow cabbage, too. Grandma had a recipe for vegetable stew that combined almost everything that farm boys in central Ohio love to eat. Carrots, potatoes, green beans, peas, limas, cabbage, and chunks of lean beef. She would make huge vats of it and can it to eat all winter long. It was good immediately, but after the whole thing stewed together, the flavor tasted like bluegrass harmony sounded. It just sang. It was folk music for the tummy. I pity kids who have to try to hang on to life eating Taco Bell and Burger King. It's just sad. That's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.